Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Applications to local colleges are up this year, and dramatically. At Harvard, a record 35,000 students applied, an 18% increase from last year. And at Boston University, almost 42,000 applied, up 9% from last year. The increase is part of a national trend. And here to help us answer why the numbers are up is Eric Hoover, senior writer for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Good morning, Eric, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Tell us what's driving this increase.
Well, there are several factors. And first of all, you have more students applying to college, which most people, I think, would agree is a good thing. And then you have more students within all the high school graduates applying to college, more of them applying to more colleges than they were doing 10 or 20 years ago.
I'm wondering if some of the increase might also be driven by non-traditional students, older folks deciding that they're going to apply to college because they can't find a job right now, so they're going to go out and find more training with hopes of finding a better job or a different job down the road.
Absolutely. That would certainly explain the gigantic increases in enrollments you've seen, particularly at many of the nation's two-year colleges, and I think that trend will clearly continue. At the 4 years, that's also an issue.
Are colleges landing better students thanks to the increase in applicants, or is it a case of more quantity but not more quality?
Well, I think if you read those press releases that come out every year, you'll see at all the super selective institutions, you'll see news that this year's class is the best and brightest, most accomplished ever. And the only thing I would say to that is, well, just wait till next year because you'll hear the same thing again. So I think there's a bit of salesmanship that goes on there. There are different ways of slicing and dicing a given class to say that it's the best ever. I think one important point to remember, though, in thinking about how good is this class, admissions deans aren't just looking at that big number. Well, we had 35,000 applications, good for us. Within that large number, they're looking at dozens, if not hundreds, of subsets of numbers that help them answer the question, is this a good class? Is it a better class? If you're asking me, is the class smarter than it was 10, 20 years ago, I think you'd find a lot of debate on that. I think you can always enroll a class that has slightly better SAT scores than last year, maybe a slightly better grade point averages. As to the question of whether or not that class is really better, I think I have a cynical answer, and I would say generally no, because it's not clear to me that students are getting smarter, on paper or otherwise.
Eric, what's all this mean for students and parents of students who are thinking about applying for college? If they hear this story and they know that there are a lot more students applying to the school that they want to go to, should they apply to more schools because of the competition?
I would say they should think carefully about that, and applying to more schools, particularly if the list of schools you're applying to is diverse, that is, apply to some very selective schools if that's what you want to do, but make sure you're applying to those that are not quite so selective. And I think in assembling the list of institutions, look for many different qualities and factors so that you're not just applying to eight schools for the heck of it, but you're applying to, say, eight schools that represent a diversity of interest that you might have. So, yes, filing more applications may be, I certainly think, it's an understandable response. But at the same time, it's important to keep in mind that talking about places like Harvard and other very, very selective institutions is a lot like talking about the richest 1% in America. Take a look at how the rest of the world lives. There are plenty of great colleges out there that accept a large number, large proportion of their applicants. And that's important to keep in mind because if you keep staring at these numbers at a handful of institutions, you probably will freak yourself out. And I think that's not necessary. There are more than 12 or 15 or 20 great colleges in this country. And again, many of them accept a large proportion of their applicants, and they may not have the prestige of Harvard, but they can do a fine job of educating a student.
Eric Hoover, senior writer for the Chronicle of Higher Education, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks, Bob, for having me.